Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Chagiga, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Every Yom Tov, Yidden were mechuyev to bring three karbonis. An oilas ria, a shalmei chagiga, and a shalmei simcha. An oilas ria, like every carbon oila, is completely consumed on the mizbeach. The pasuk says, Shalosh pa'amim bashana, yeyroe kol zechurcha, es p'nei Hashem alikecha. Literally, all males have to be seen. They have to show up b'makay mashay yivchar in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chag HaMatzos, v'chag HaShvuos, v'chag HaSukkos, and v'lo yiroi, p'nei Hashem reka. You can't come empty-handed. You have to be makar of this carbon oil. And they were makar of it on the first day of Yom Tov, Pesach, Shvuos, and Sukkos. If a person came to the Azara on the first day and he did not bring a carbon oil, not only did he fail to fulfill the mitzvah saseh of Re'iyah, but he's also over the loy saseh of a loyero panei reka. If you missed it on the first day, we're soon going to learn there are makeup days. The second carbon is the shalmei chagiga. Unlike a carbon oila, a carbon shlam is not completely consumed on the mizbeach. As a matter of fact, the bailim get to eat a good part of the carbon. And this too, they were makav on the first day of the Yom Tov. The shlam was brought lekavod the Yom Tov. Like the pasuk says, shalosh regalim tachagli bashana. The third carbon was also a carbon shlamim. That was called shalmei simcha. The purpose of that carbon was, there should be a lot of meat and food available to add to the simcha of the suda. This is learned from the pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha. You and your son and your daughter and all the members of your family. And stam simcha is b'basar shlamim. So again, we have three mitzvahs asei and one lois asei. Mitzvah asei number one, to appear in the azara. When we appear, to bring the oilas ria, and if we don't, we're over the lois asei, of a leiro panei reka. Mitzvah asei number two, to bring the shalmei chagiga, the special carbon shlamim, that's part of the mitzvah being early regal. And mitzvah asei number three is the shalmei simcha, to add carbon shlamim, so there should be much joy and simcha. The ain't simcha ela bebasar shlamim. You may remember from Masechtas Pesachim that besides for these three karbanas, on Erev Pesach there was another karban chagiga, which is not part of this. Do you remember why we brought that chagiga on Erev Pesach? It's because you're supposed to eat the karban Pesach when you're full. And if somebody was part of a very big chabura, he may not get that much of the karban Pesach. So therefore, he would first eat this special karban chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach. Now let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Chagiga, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Zakt the Mishnah, Hakal, every male, every zachar in Klal Yisrael, Chayavin Beriah, is mechuyev in the mitzvah saseh of Yeroi Kol Zechurcha, three times a year. As explained, there are two parts to that mitzvah, to appear in the Azara and to bring the carbon Oilas Riyah. Why does it say Hakal, everybody? What is the Mishnah coming to include over here? It includes even a zachar that is a half eved and half ben chayrin, half slave and half free person. He's also mechuyev in this mitzvah of riyah. The din is that if someone is a half eved and half ben chayrin, we force his master to free him. Why? Because he's kind of stuck. He can't marry a shivcha because half of him is a ben chayrin. He can't marry a bas chayrin because half of him is an eved. We don't want to leave a person like this. So therefore, we force his master to free him. The town of our Mishnah holds, being that the master is forced to free him for all practical purposes, he is already considered a ben chayrin, and therefore, he is included in this mitzvah of riyah. However, the Batanura tells us, while that may be the opinion of our Mishnah, it's not the halacha. The halacha is someone who's a chetzi yevet, chetzi ben chayrin, is pater min hariyah. Vaitre sakta Mishnah. Chutz, with exception to, who doesn't have this mitzvah of riyah? Mecheresh, someone who can't hear. He does not have to bring the Oilas Riyah, and he does not have to appear in the Azara. The Gemara says, although normally, when we use the term Cheresh in Halacha, it refers to someone who cannot hear and also cannot speak, in this case, we're even talking about someone who can speak, even if he's only deaf in one ear. Same is true for someone who can hear and can't speak. Even though in regard to all other Halachas, there's no difference between them or anyone else, but this is an exception. They are potter on the mitzvah of Riyah. although they are obligated in the midst of simcha. The reason they're pater is because the pasuk says, "Bevay chal Yisrael leirais es pnei Hashem," and it says afterwards, "Leman yishmu." From Leman yishmu, we learn someone who cannot completely hear like anyone else is pater on this mitzvah, and because the pasuk also says "Uleman yilmedu," we learn that for that matter, someone who can hear but he cannot speak is also pater. Vaitras of the Mishnah, Shaita, someone who doesn't have full das, Vikatan, and a minor, are also pater in Riyah. But the truth is, they're pater in all mitzvahs. However, a katan who is old enough to be able to hold on to his father's hand and go up from Yishalayim to the Harabayas, the father's mechuyev to take him in order to be mechanechim b'mitzvahs, like we're going to see later. Incidentally, al pi halacha, who is called a shaita? Well, the Gemara gives us four siman. A person who loses whatever they give him, goes out all alone at night, spends the night in a cemetery, or rips his clothes. Even though, in regard to other things, it may sound like he's normal, but he's considered a shaita. And he's pater miria. So again, so we have the cheresh, and the shaita, and the kat. All of them are pater on this mitzvah of coming to the azara on the first day of Yom Tov and bringing the oilasri. Vaitras of the Mishnah, the tumtum v'amderaginis. These are people that are safik zachar, safik nekeva, they are pater. V'nashim as well as women, and that's because the pasuk says, yirah kol zichurcha. Now really, why do I need a special pasuk to tell me women are pater? Isn't there a rule that women are pater at all mitzvahs asei she'az man grama, all mitzvahs asei that are contingent on time? For example, women are pater on the mitzvah of shayfer, or the mitzvah of sukkah, because it's only at a certain time during the year. For that matter, they're pater on tefillin and tzitzis, because it's only by day and not at night. And tefillin is not on Shabbos. So obviously, the mitzvah of being oile ragel, the mitzvah of yeroe, is a mitzvah sasei shaz man grama. Why would I think the women are pater on it? And the answer is, I would have thought, just like women are mechuyev to be part of the mitzvah of hakel, that is when everyone has to get together in the azara, and the kayan reads Mishneh Torah, so maybe they're mechuyev in the general mitzvah of being oile ragel. But mainly the Mishnah has to tell us a chiddush that they're not mechuyev. Vaitra zak the Mishnah. The list goes on of people that are pater on this mitzvah. The avadim she'ena mishachrarim, avadim that have not been completely freed. Once they are freed, they have a din of a Yisrael. Vaitra zak the Mishnah hachiger, someone who limps, even on one foot, he's pater min ariyah. As well as vasuma, someone who's blind, even if he's only blind on one eye. That's learned from the pasuk. Yeidoe, chazal darshin, kiderech sheba l'roischa kachu ba l'rois mimcha. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us with both eyes. Of course, it doesn't mean in a physical sense. But it means to say Kadosh Baruch Hu completely sees us. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees everything about us in the greatest possible way. He's the one that gives us life, that sustains us. So nothing about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is physical, but still we learn from this pasuk that it means when we come to be early regal, the chiv is only on a person who can also look with two eyes. Va'achayla, someone who's sick, and therefore he can't walk. Vazakin, or he's too old to be able to walk. Umishayni yachal alis biragla. Let's say someone is like very finicky, and it's hard for him to walk. He's not used to it. These people are potter, because the Torah says, shalash regalim. It could have said shalash pa'amim three times. Instead it says regalim to teach us you have to be able to walk. Vaitras of the Mishnah, ezeo katan. You said before that a katan is potter, even with Rabbana. And up until a certain age, there isn't even a mitzvah of chinach on the father to bring him. So which katan are you referring to? Zakta Mishnah, according to the base Shammai, it means, kal she'ene yachol lirkaif al kesefav shalav, if he can't even ride on the shoulders of his father, belalis mi Yishalayim l'harabayis, and to go up from Yishalayim to the harabayis, to Bebe Shammai. He's so little, that even if his mother would bring him to Yishalayim, because she has to come to Yishalayim to eat the shalmi simcha on Yom Tov, but this katan is too little to even ride on his father's shoulders up until the Harabayas. So he is patamiri even with the Rabban. There's no mitzvah of chinach to take him. But according to the Vishama, if he could ride on his father's shoulders, even though he can't walk on his own, the father's mechuyev to bring him to the Vishamai. But Vesilam the Vesil say, there's a different shear. Even if the child can ride on his father's shoulders, he's still patrim in Ariya. The father does not have to bring him. What is the shear? So again, if he can't hold on to the hand shalav of his father, even to his father's one hand, and to walk up to the harabayas with his own two little feet, he's pater even midrabon. The father is not obligated to be mechanechim. Shenemer, because the pasuk says shalosh rigalim, and the conclusion of the pasuk is tachag li bashana. And once again, like we mentioned beforehand, it doesn't say shalosh pa'amim. There's a stress on regalim. It doesn't just say three times a year, it says three regalim. You have to be able to walk with your own 2 feet. And just like there are different categories of gedolim that are potter because they can't walk on their own 2 feet, the same is true for a child. They can't walk on his own 2 feet. Agav, whenever the Tana says that he's potter min ariyah, that means he doesn't have to come to be in the azar and bring the oilas riyah, it also means that he's potter in the shalmei chagiga, that second carbon. But the third carbon, the shalmei simcha, where the purpose of that carbon was just to have enough meat from the basa shlam to make everyone happy, over there everyone is mechuyev, with the exception of a cheresh who's a total cheresh, that means he can't hear and can't speak, the shaita, the katan, and also an aral and a tummy. Those people are potter on everything. But everyone else, it may be potter to come to the azara and bring the oil asri and the shalmei chagiga, but they're still mechuyev to be happy, to bring the shalmei simcha and to partake of the Ein Simcha L'Babasar Shlamim during the Sudas Yamtiv. Okay, quickly chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah Hakol Chayavim Beriyah, everyone is mechuyev in the mitzvah of Yirah Kol Zechorcha. That means to appear in the Azara Yamtiv time. Hakol comes to include Chatzi Eved V'Chatzi Ben Chayrin. That's the opinion of the Tan in our Mishnah, although the halach is not that way, the Batin told us. The people that are exempt from this mitzvah would be a cheresh, even though he talks. Normally when we say cheresh, we're referring to someone who's both deaf and dumb. But over here, even a cheresh that can talk, even a cheresh that's only deaf in one ear, we learn from the pasuk, is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of riyah. As well as a shayit and katan, they aren't mechuyev in mitzvahs. Although we're soon going to learn that at a certain age, the father is obligated mitzvah the mitzvah of chinach, to bring the child. We also learned that a tumtum and an androgynous, these are safik zachar, safik nekeva, as well as women, they're pater min hariyah. Avadim she'enom mishuchrarim, that weren't freed, are potter min ariyah. Now, an Eved Kenani, when he is purchased, so he toils himself, he has bris milah, and he comes under the kanfi yashchina, he's mechuyev in all the mitzvahs that a woman is mechuyev in. Our Mishnah is telling us, but he is potter min ariyah. As well as someone who limps, even though he limps only on one foot, he's potter min ariyah. Even someone who's blind in one eye is potter min ariyah. Someone who's sick and he can't walk on his feet, a zaken who's too old to walk on his feet, or even someone who's healthy enough and young enough, but he's like a mafunik. He goes, ooh, I can't walk like this. And we learn that these people are potter because the pasuk says shalosh regalim as opposed to shalosh pa'amim. You have to have feet that are ready to go. Now, then the Mishnah asked which katan is completely potter. There isn't even a mitzvah of chinach. So the Bishami hold, even if he's such a small baby, where his mother brought him to Yerushalayim, but if he can ride on his father's shoulders up to the harabayas, then he's chayim. The only time he's potter is if he wouldn't be able to sit on his father's shoulders going up to the harabayis. The Basil disagree. They say even if the cotton could ride on his father's shoulders, he's still potter. He has to be old enough to be able to hold on to his father's hand and to go up on his own. And again, that's learned from the fact that it says, Shalosh Rigalim, he has to be able to walk.